Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harhi Om. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो वी सॉ वै दिस इन्क्वायरी इन्टू द सेल्फ इज नॉट पॉसिबल. So finally he said, tasmat ihankara aspadebhyo dehendriya mano buddhi visheyebhyo vyavruttah sphutatara aham anubhava gamyah atma samshaya bhavat ajignyasya iti siddham. Therefore he said, tasmat, therefore ihankara aspadebhyo idankara, this we point out to everything as this. The external objects, this table, this chair, like that, this body, deha indriya mano buddhi vishebhyah, this body, this mind, this intellect, everything, like the external objects, these things are also pointed out to be as this. So, the whatever is this is vishaya, is object. Therefore, vyavritta, from that, the one who knows that is knows this is different. So that kind of vyavruttah sphutatara aham anubhava gamyah, and it is there, it is different, that I understand, but it is there somewhere in some place. You should not think like that, because it is experienced by everyone as I. Therefore atma samshaya abhava, since it is experienced by everyone, this atma is experienced by everyone as I, there is no doubt. Whatever is experienced, cannot be any doubt in that. So I have experienced, therefore ajignyasya iti siddham, there cannot be any inquiry into this atma, this self, possible. This is Purapaksha, it is not Siddhanta. He is not saying Aham Anubhava Gamya is not Siddhanta. It is Purapaksha, the opponent. He says it is not possible to inquire into the self. So don't start this book. And again he says, Aprayojanatvacha, it is also useless. This inquiry into the self is also useless. Why? He says, Tathahi Samsara Nivirutti Apavargaha Iha Prayojanam Vivakshitam. Tathahi, why it is useless? We'll say, because samsara nivirtihi apavargaha iha prayojanam vivakshitam. What is apavargaha? Napavarga yasya vidyate iti apavargaha, for which the pavarga does not exist. Pavarga is papha babha ma, Sanskrit. Pa, papam punyam. Fa, phalam. Ba, bandham. Bha, bhayam. Ma, maranam. So, for which any of this does not exist, samsara nivirti. At what point of time this apavarga happens? This moksha. Apavarga means moksha. At what point of time it happens? Once the samsara is negated, dismissed, destroyed. So, that apavarga iha prayojanam vakshitam. That is what is the result which you have said. The result of this inquiry is to gain moksha, to gain apavarga, to gain moksha, to gain nirvana. Fine. Samsarascha atma yathatmya ananubhava nimittaha atma yathatmya jnanena nivartaniyaha. And you also say, how is this samsara should be destroyed to gain the moksha. Fine. How should I destroy the samsara? Samsarascha atma yathatmya ananubhava nimittaha. This samsara happens. See, to destroy samsara, how? You have to ask this question. That's right. But first, for that how, you have to understand why I am in samsara. What is the samsara? So he says, samsara chad samsara means atma yathatmya ananubhava nimitta. Samsara is because nimitta, it is caused by what? Atma yathatmya, the knowledge of real self. Atma yathatmya, yathartha bhavaha yathatmya. As it is, ananubhava nimitta, you are not experiencing. If you are not understanding the self as it is, because of that you are bound to samsara. Fine. Now I know the cause for samsara, nimitta for samsara. How should I destroy this nimitta, this cause? How should I destroy this samsara? So for that he says, atma yathatmi jnanane nivartaniya. That can be negated through the atma yathatmi jnanina, through the right knowledge of the self. Through the correct knowledge of the self, it should be destroyed. That wrong knowledge should be destroyed by right knowledge. You don't understand. Then we will say, such a idam anadir anadina atma yathatmya jnanena saha anuvartate kuto asya nivrtihi avirodhat. Sached ayam anadi. If this is anadi, anadi means which is anadi? This is samsara. When did the samsara come into picture? When were you bound to samsara? When did you get this ajnana, ignorance? Ignorance about the real knowledge of self. You ask the Vedanta, he'll say anadi. Don't ask question. It is anadi. From time immemorial, there is no beginning for it. That which does not have any beginning, adir yasyana vidyate iti anadi. That which does not have any beginning is anadi. So the samsara is there. There is no beginning. Beginningless. There is samsara. Fine. And atma? When did atma come into picture? Atma is also anadi. There is no cause for atma. So he says, anadihi anadina atma yathatma jnanena. This atma yathatma jnana is anadi. Through that sahanu vartate, with that it exists. This anadi samsara exists, and this right knowledge of atma, it exists because atma is ever present. So kuto asya nivrtihi avirodhat. How do you say this atma yathatma jnana, this right knowledge of the self, will dismiss this samsara? Why it cannot happen? Avirodhat. There is no contradiction. Only that which contradicts each other can be removed from through one, can be removed by one with another. Here, like darkness with light, it is contradictory, so it is right to negate it with another. But here, this exists, this ignorance exists, time immemorial. This atma, knowledge of atma, it exists time immemorial. They are existing parallelly. They cannot be negated. They will never meet. Two parallel lines will never meet. Like that, this also will never happen. This contradiction also, this negation of the avidya, ignorance, because through the right knowledge also will never happen, because there is no contradiction here. Kutascha atma yathatmya ananubhavaha nahi aham iti anubhavat anyad atma yathatmya jnanam asti. And again I will ask, kutascha atma yathatmya ananubhavaha. Where did this atma yathatmya ananubhava spring from? Where did this non-experience ananubhavaha, non-experience of what? Atma yathatmya, the real nature of the self. From where did it come? From when did it happen? From where did it come? Because nahi aham iti anubhavat anyad atma yathatmya jnanam asti. Because You cannot have this ignorance. Aham iti anubhava, I, this experience, from this, there cannot be any different experience which you can call as Atma. What is Atma? Atma cannot be that, this. Because Atma is me, I. So, you have to accept the Atma to be the knowledge of I. Fine. Vedantins also accept. Yes, aham, aham, aham. Aham, aham iti sakshat atma rupena bhati. So, it is there as I. Therefore, that is what we say. Since it is there, where did this ananubhava come from? We have already proven that Atma is already experienced. So there is no jignyasa, there is no inquiry possible. Now, this also is negated. Your ignorance, whatever you say, that is also impossible. We have negated because I have already this experience of I. Therefore, I am experiencing the self. Therefore, you cannot say I don't have the experience of self, the knowledge of self. That is wrong.
Nacha aham iti sarvajanina sphutatara anubhava samarthitaha atma dehendriyadi vetiriktaha shakya upanishadam sahasraihi api anyatayitum anubhava virodhat. Nacha aham iti sarvajanina sphutatara anubhava samarthitaha.
Because that which is experienced by everyone very clearly, aham iti, I, everyone experiences. This kind of experience, atma dehendriya vetiriktaha, which is different from body, sense organs, etc. This atma is experienced by everyone as I, which is different from the body, sense organs, etc. Because I see this body, this mind, this intellect, my Atma, I. So, I see Atma to be different from the body sense organ complex and I see myself to be existing always. Therefore, this position,
Shakyaha Upanishadam Sahasrayapi Nacha Ahamiti.
Even thousands of Upanishads you write, you see, you say it is seen by seers. This is what is the knowledge of seers. With that knowledge, you cannot negate my experience. You cannot negate my experience, which I experience always as I, this self, which is different from body sense organs. Therefore, anyatayitum, anyatayitum, anubhava virodhat. Because it is contradictory to your experience. Therefore, these Upanishads can also not make it otherwise. It cannot negate this experience. Fine.
Nahi agamaha sahasram api ghatam patam patayitum ishate.
Because there can be thousands of agamas. But these agamas also cannot make the cot as pot, the pot as cloth. No agamas, no shastra can prove that this is not cot. You see whatever, this is not cot, this is pot. It cannot make it otherwise. Even agamas, they cannot make one thing to be otherwise.
Therefore, tasmat anubhava virodhat upacharitartha eva upanishadaha iti yuktam utpashyamaha.
Therefore, tasmat anubhava virodhat. Therefore, this is contrary to your experience. Shruti, whatever it says, is contrary to your experience. Therefore, what does Shruti say? There is this ignorance which is anadi, which should be negated by knowledge, is contradictory. Because the experience is anadi and the ignorance is anadi. They are existing side by side. They are not contradictory. We see it. And I have this experience of I, different from my body sense organ complex. Therefore, the Shruti cannot negate that.
Therefore, upacharitartha, upacharitartha eva upanishadaha iti. The Upanishads, they are just for upachara. Upachara means just for namesake, just saying something without any real substance. Just you should have to take it in secondary meaning, not in real meaning. Like manchaha kroshanti, like the stage is laughing, people on the stage are laughing, like that you have to understand. Therefore yuktam utpashya, this is what is logical, this is how we see it. Therefore iti ashaya ashayavan ashankya pariharati. Iti ashayavan, with this doubt, having this doubt, one who has this doubt, it can arise, this doubt can arise in anybody. So to negate this doubt, Bhagavan Bhashyakara starts with yushmat asmat pratyagocharayoho iti, with this bhashya, yushmat asmat pratyagocharayoho iti. So the bhashya proper starts. Bhavitum yuktam. So we'll come to this. Yushmat asmat, we'll come to the bhashya. Bhashya. Yushmat asmat pratyagocharayoho vishaya vishinoho tamah prakashavat viruddha svabhavayoho itayetra bhavanupapattau siddhayam tat dharmanam api sutaram itayetra bhavanupapattihi ityataha asmat pratyagochare vishayini chidatmake yushmat pratyagochasya vishayasya tat dharmanam cha adhyasaha tat viparyena vishayinaha tat dharmanam cha vishaye adhyasaha mithyeti bhavitum yuktam. Till this the bhashya, we'll see. There are two bhashyas which is yushmad asmad pratyagocharayo. From this there are not two bhashyas, this adhyasa bhashya is seen in two sections by Bhamatikara. First is Aksheva Bhashya or Shanka Grantha, doubt, rising the doubt. The second portion, Tathapi Iti, from there, it is Parihara Grantha, Samadhana Grantha. It is answering portion. The first is doubt portion, the second is answer portion. When you come to Vivaranakara, Vivaranakara understands this Adhyasa Bhashya in three parts, to be in three parts. First is Shanka, Lakshana. He is not using Shanka, he is using Lakshana. The definition for Adhyasa. The first portion is definition for Adhyasa. Lakshana Parabhashya. Second portion is Sambhavana Parabhashya. Sambhavana Bhashya they say, or Sambhavana Parabhashya. Meaning the possibility of this adhyasa to exist, that is discussed in the second portion. The third portion is pramana parabhashya. Through pramanas the adhyasa is proven. So through logic and through pramana, for first there is this definition. First he proves the definition, then through logic he proves that, and then through the pramanas he proves that. So that is how Vivaranakara sees it. Here Bhamatikara sees it in two portions. One is the doubt, the other is the answer to that doubt. Is adhyasa possible? So Bhagavan Bhashyakara starts yushmat asmat pratyaya gocharayoho. Yushmat asmat pratyaya gocharayoho. Pratyaya gocharayoho, pratyaya knowledge. Gocharayoho, which that which is the object of knowledge. Gocharayoho, that which is understood through that knowledge, that pratyayas. What? Yushmad and asmad. From yushmad and asmad. With this yushmad, you, and asmad, we, whatever, with this word, whatever knowledge is gained, that pratyaya, gocharayoho, what is that? Vishaya vishinoho. Vishaya vishino, yushmat means you are always vishaya, the object for my knowledge. And asmat, I am always the subject of the knowledge.
you is the object, I the subject. Now, tamaprakashavat viruddha svabhavayoh. This you and I, this knowledge is, that which is gained through this knowledge is contradictory, like tamaha and prakasha, like the darkness and light. It is contradictory. You can never be I can never be you. This everyone understands. So, itra etra bhava anupattau siddhaya. One cannot be superimposed on the other. This is very clear. But still, tad dharmanam api sutaram itra etra bhava anupapattihi. The dharmas of that you or I cannot be superimposed also. Not just the you and I cannot be replaced. The attributes of you and I also cannot be misplaced. Now, ityatah, therefore, asmat pratya gochare vishayini chidatmake. That which is the knowledge of I, which is chidatmaka, the knowledge, vishayi, the one who knows, the subject, who is the chidatma, the self. And yushmat pratya gocharasya vishayasya, that which is the object, the knowledge, object of knowledge, which is you, which is the whole world, that tad dharmanam cha adhyasaha. The superimposition of the I and you or its dharmas, tad viparyena vishayinaha tad dharmanam cha vishaye adhyasaha. Vishayinaha tad dharmanam vishaye adhyasaha. First adhyasa, first superimposition is the superimposition of the vishayi, the self, on the vishaya. The second is tad viparyena vishayinaha tad dharmanam cha vishaye adhyasa. The second is vishayi, the self, superimposed on the vishaya, object. First is the objects superimposed on the self. Second is the self superimposed on the objects. This mithyeti bhavitum yuktam is wrong. It is possible that this is wrong. It is impossible. This is mithya, false. There can be no superimposition of the subject on the object or the object on the subject. It is impossible. So, he is contradicting the basis of Advaita Vedanta, which is superimposition. Adhyaropa apavadabhyam nishprapancham prapanchate. This is the basis of Advaita Vedanta. Through superimposition, adhyasa, adhyaropa, and apavada, by superimposition, by negation, nishprapancham prapanchate. The Vedanta teaches us the non-existence of this prapancha, this jagat. There is nothing other than self. That is what is said. That is what is the basis of Vedanta. He is trying to negate that basis of Vedanta.